Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 71. Nutrition Challenge, Week Number 2. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. And this week we are up to Week Number 2 of our Nutrition Challenge. So to recap on week number one, it was all about recording what you eat and drink for a full week to get a picture of it, because what we think and what we do can often be very, very different. So now this took quite a bit of work in the various ways that people did it, and it's totally fine if your data collection is not perfect. Nothing about nutrition is perfect. We're never aiming for perfection. What we're just looking to do is be consistent over time. So hopefully you were consistent enough, maybe missed a few things, but you've got a really good picture to work with. So the other thing that then we do with that is to reflect on it and go, okay, this is what I've been eating over the last week. So what do I see? What are some of the things that I can spot myself going on from that? And the important thing when we are reflecting and reviewing is that we are observing. We're not judging. We're not deciding that we are bad people because of this and that. We are just simply observing and seeing what we can see. Now, I asked the team to do that. I got some really, really good feedback, and a number of themes came out of that, which I think most people can relate to. And I'll just run through a few of those now. One of them was fueling for training, both during and after training. That can be problematic for some people. Knowing what to eat, eating enough, getting the timing right, all of those kind of things. There are people who struggle to eat enough protein, especially if you're trying to reduce the amount of meat that you're eating. Animal products, which is a really big movement these days. A lot of people are moving that way for environmental and ethical reasons. There's a lot of people can relate to the idea of when you get really, really hungry, that's probably when you're more likely to eat crap. You're just going to grab anything that you've got and just eat it because you are so hungry. There are things like people who are cereal snackers and just graze across the day. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but if it is you, then have a reflection on that and look, maybe there's an opportunity to make some changes around it. Maybe it's just how you eat and that's fine. And then there's also the fact that there are so many things which disrupt and affect our ability to eat well. Simple things like stress and emotional eating, a lack of sleep where the body is just driven and puts out signals that it wants more crap to eat. Over weekends, during a week, a lot of people in a rhythm, routine working, and weekends get disrupted. There's different things going on. So all of these different kinds of things. Now, we're not going to address all of those here and now, but there were some really interesting themes that came up, and we're going to touch on most of those over the coming weeks. Now, I must point out, in touching on these things, we are not going to try and completely overhaul the way you are eating and do everything at once, everything now, and major significant changes. We are going to pick only a few things over the coming weeks that are going to make the biggest impacts on your day-to-day nutrition, your training, your performance nutrition. So, look, that's the context which we're working in here. Before I go into the rest of this, I do want to put up a very big disclaimer at the front. I am not a nutritionist. I've not studied that in any way. But what I have learned is a lot of very practical things over time from the work that I've done as a coach, working with other people, obviously my own experiences, and Yeah, but I'm not going to try and get into very, very specific needs. All I'm doing is really reflecting back the things that we probably all know and the common information that's out there about health and performance. So, yeah, if you have some specific dietary issues or needs, please go and seek professional advice around that. We're really working on the widely accepted good healthy eating practices. That's what this is about. Real simple practical things for just about everyone. Okay, so like I said, we're going to put a lot of that aside, particularly the training recovery side of it. We'll come back to that in a few weeks' time because that's important, but there are some more important things to do first. The number one thing that we need to start from is improving the quality of what we are eating day to day, because high quality day to day nutrition is critical for good health, and good health is critical for athletic performance. So we're trying to get that absolute foundation in place before we do the icing on the cake, the more detailed things around the training nutrition itself. So if you just take a moment, stop and have a think for a moment, what is the very first thing that we can do, the most important thing we can do to improve the quality of what we're eating? Just take a moment to think about that and see what springs to mind. And particularly for those people who have in the past recorded their what they're eating, then really often the first thing that springs to mind is, okay, getting rid of the junk food. And that's really obvious because we know that's low quality food. That's not so great. But we're not going to go there. Because if we start with taking away things, we're in a, I guess, deprivation state. That we're going to, you're immediately, oh, things are off limits. I'm not allowed that. That's a really negative mindset to go into this with. So what I want to do is tackle it from a positive way, okay? What are we going to add in? What are we going to do more of to improve the quality of what we're eating? Okay, so that very, very first thing, we are going to eat more fruit and veg. Wow, I can hear the disappointment. That's so simple. It's boring. But yes, but it is so, so effective. There is a huge amount of research around the health benefits of fruit and veg. They have a massive role to play in big diseases like the reduction of cancer and heart disease, so many other diseases that are out there that affect the body. Fruit and veg has a massive role to play in terms of your brain performance and, of course, athletic performance as well. Okay, so eating more, in my mind, eating more fruit and veg is the number one thing, that the place which we should all start from. Now, look, I know there are a few of you out there, particularly some of those on plant-based diets, who will already be eating a lot of fruit and veg. So you folk, you don't need to overthink it. But most people, I think you might be surprised when you reflect back and look at what you have recorded eating over the week. A lot of people might find they're actually not eating that much. So how much do we want to be eating? Out of a lot of that research around the health benefits and all of that, comes this idea of 5+ a day. And many years ago, there was a really big TV campaign, posters in the supermarket, encouraging 5 or more servings a day of fruit and veg. And the idea is that for optimal health, that's how much we need, at least 5 servings. And when you look closer at what that that recommendation is, it is that 2 of those servings are fruit and 3 or more are vegetables. Now, the reason for limiting the fruit to 2, simply that fruit is high sugar. So if you go and get all 5 or more of yours as fruit, that's a really high sugar diet. That's got some negative consequences. So, but fruit still has really big benefits. So 2 serves of fruit and then 3 or more of veggies. So I really just always come back to putting the emphasis on the veggies. The more you can eat of those, the better. Probably is a limit somewhere, but more the better. So you think about that too now, the fact that we are undertaking athletic endeavors, we're putting our bodies through a lot more stress and load, burning a lot more energy than the average person out there. So in fact, we should be eating well in excess of 5. I'm not going to put any number on it because I've got no idea what that is. But pretty much, the more veg you can eat in a day, across the day, consistently over time, that is the better that is for you. Okay, so the question is, what is a serve of fruit and veg? So if you just hold your hand up in front of you, make a fist, that is a serve. So that accounts for people who are different sizes. Smaller people eat less food, got a smaller fist, that's all relative. Bigger people, the opposite. So yeah, that's what a serve looks like. So now, knowing that, what I'd love you to do is go away and again review your food log, or if you don't have one yet, actually just monitor your food over the coming days and see, do you eat 5 or more fist size of fruit and veg each day consistently over time? That's what we're going for. So yeah, review what you have done, and then let's try and do it over the coming week. So one of the biggest challenges for some people is actually working out how to get enough in. How do I possibly get those 5 serves in? So we know a couple of them might be fruit, and that's generally a bit easier to eat for some people. So let's focus a bit more on the veggie side of things. So how do you get more veggies into your day? Well, first of all, breakfast. Okay, we've got this, societal norm where there's things like muesli and toast and these kind of things which are breakfast foods. But there is no need that a breakfast needs to be limited to that. Dinner leftovers make a really, really easy and a great breakfast. So you've already, dinner leftovers, good serve of veg most people have at dinner, fantastic. Have the same for breakfast the next day. If you're someone who does eggs, eats eggs in various ways for breakfast, can you add a simple salad, spinach, tomato, avocado, those kind of things with it? Bit of an odd one for some people is if you're a porridge eater, grated carrot and peanut butter goes great together and just disappears into the porridge. And smoothies. Smoothies are a really easy way because the fruit, the veg, whatever goes into those, it compresses down and you can fit a lot into a smoothie. So lots of ideas, simple ways to do it at breakfast time. At lunches, salads are a really obvious one. You can make up a massive salad on a Sunday or something like that and take it with you to work every day for the week. Salads, just chock a full of anything you can find, fresh veggies, excuse me, raw, roasted, whatever it is, chuck it all in with lots of other stuff. Soups are a really simple, convenient way to get veggies in and easy to take to work. And if you're eating sandwiches, then actually think about wraps, because wrapping something up, you're going to fit a lot more veg in it than you can just between a couple of slices of bread. Okay, dinner time. It's probably where you get your most veg already, but do look critically at it. That are there opportunities to get more in there? And simple things like grating more veggies into your pasta sauce, doing different things with veggies, roasting them instead of steaming them. So many are replacing some meals that have pasta instead with potato. So many opportunities there. Snacks at other times. Carrots and peanut butter go great together. You can make or buy veggie dips. Lots of bits like that. And a very general level, to get these in, you kind of have to do a bit of planning ahead. Okay, so biggest thing is to probably go and buy more veggies, because you can't eat what you don't have. So if you're someone who prepares most of your food at home, make sure you have a really, really good stash of veggies. Even top it up a couple of times a week. Whatever works for you, just get more veggies in the house so they're front of mind and you can work harder to eat more of them. And then I talked about making a salad ahead of time for the whole week, but if you can, portion, prepare all your veggies that you're going to use so that they are just there and so easy to use. So look, there's lots of opportunities, and if you spread it across a day, 5+ a day is actually quite achievable. But if you're not having them for breakfast, not much for lunch, relying on dinner, that's 5 fists of veggies at dinner, that's a heck of a lot in one go. So look, that is your challenge for the week. I want you to reflect on what you have been doing and then work towards eating at least 5 serves of fruit and veg a day, more if you can. Big thing to remember, we are going for consistency over the week, not perfection, okay? You don't have to be perfect every single day, but maybe what a really good thing to do would be just write down each day how many serves of fruit and veg did you have and have a look at how that trends over the week. Keep kind of a streak going as the week goes. Might be 4 one day, 6 another day, that's fine. Just be consistent over the week. So yeah, remember that a serve is a fist. So use that as your reference point, really, really simple. And then I'll be coming back to ask for some feedback and ideas about how it went for you, how you did it, so we can share those next time as we get into the next stage of what we're going to do.